Here's a check on stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. The Cornwall Internet Committee survey drew responses from 275 residents, 39% rating the reliability of their home internet service as fair or poor, 38% rating their satisfaction at the cost as fair or poor. These notes from First Selectman Gordon Ridgway. He said what stood out to him was people appear to be more satisfied with their home internet service than with their cell phone, both at home and when taken out. Inpatients at Sharon Hospital without suspected or confirmed COVID-19 diseases are now allowed one support person per day for up to 4 hours. Visitors must remain in the patient's room for the entire visit and follow the hospital's personal protective equipment guidelines. Daily visitation hours are 2 to 6 p.m. Visitation remains restricted in the emergency department and for patients suspected with or confirmed COVID-19 unless the patient is under 21, a maternity patient, or if extenuating circumstances apply. You can review their visitation policy at patients.healthquest.org/COVID-19-updates. Governor Ned Lamont announced last week he signed an executive order which removes closed season for fishing on all inland waters in Connecticut, opening others' lakes, ponds, rivers, and streams to fishing effective last week. Connecticut saw a 17% increase in new fishing and hunting licenses last year. Fishing licenses for 2021, a trout and salmon stamp, and youth fishing passports can be purchased online at ct.gov/DEEP. The MTA on Friday announced a crackdown on civilian police commissioners who have over-enjoyed unlimited free rides on Metro North or on the Long Island Railroad through a program that was supposed to be limited to active-duty police officers. The Regional Transportation Agency, beset by huge revenue losses in the COVID-19 pandemic, also will conduct a review of the entire program, which this year handed out passes valued at $130 million to 41,000 police officers in New York City and its suburbs. State senators voted Friday to pass a bill to change Governor Andrew Cuomo's sweeping broadened authority granted last March at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, but not a straightforward repeal of the additional spending powers. The bill passed the chamber in a 43-20 vote, with all Democrats voting in favor and each Republican state senator voting against. Some meetings coming up. The Sharon Green Committee will meet tonight at 4 p.m. Sharon Board of Education at 6 p.m. Inland Wetlands Commission meets at 6:30. The Board of Selectmen has their budget workshop tomorrow at 2. In Salisbury Pathways meeting tonight at 5:30. Planning and Zoning Commission meets tonight at 5:30. Historic District Commission will hold a special meeting tomorrow at 9 a.m. Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission has a special meeting tomorrow at 6 p.m. And the Salisbury Recreation Commission has a special meeting tomorrow also at 7:30. Village of Millerton has a workshop special meeting. It is the budget meeting that is happening tonight at 5:30. Falls Village, the Board of Finance regular meeting at 6:30, and the Board of Selectmen at 7 p.m. Town of Northeast Zoning Review Committee has a 6:30 meeting. That is tonight. North Canaan Planning and Zoning Commission has their regular meeting. That at Town Hall at 7 p.m. tonight. Town of Sheffield Conservation Commission has their meeting set at 7 p.m. In Cornwall at 7:30, the Park and Recreation Commission has their meeting on Tuesday that has Cornwall Reads Great Fiction with Roxana Robinson and Anna Carriana. That is 4 till 5 p.m. And then at 5 p.m. tomorrow, the Wastewater Committee has a meeting as well. And at 7 p.m., the Planning and Zoning Commission has their meeting. In Kent, the Board of Selectmen have a special meeting. That is coming up tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Kent Sewer and Water Commission regular meeting tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Board of Selectmen regular meeting at 6:30. Board of Assessors in Sheffield have their virtual meeting coming up tomorrow at 4:30. Also tomorrow, Dutchess County hosting their virtual public forum, giving you the opportunity to discuss services offered in Dutchess County for those with intellectual and development disabilities and their families. It begins at 5:30. All are welcome. If you're unable to attend but would still like to submit feedback, duchessny.gov/forum comments. Registration for the virtual forum is required at duchessny.gov/forum comments. Click on the blue box near the top of the page to sign up. In Hillsdale, tomorrow their town board meeting is set for 7 p.m. Dover Free School District has their Board of Education tomorrow at 7 p.m. Pine Plains Zoning Review Action Items meeting coming up tomorrow at 7 p.m. The Kent Memorial Library and House of Books invite you to join them with acclaimed author Andre Asamian. The Zoom event will take place on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Zoom link provided upon registration, kentmemoriallibrary.org. Pine Plains Planning Board has a meeting via Zoom coming up on Wednesday at 7:30. You can learn how to mitigate pain with stress when working from home with a special tech lab Thursday, March 11th at 5:30. This program is put together by the Roelof Hanson Community Library in partnership with the Claverick Free Library, Hudson Area Library, and Philmont Library. It's Zoom. Participants are encouraged to log in 15 minutes early. If you want more information how you can join, email director@rojanlibrary.org to register. Small Town Big Talk, portraits by Rebecca Bloomfield, interviews by Adam Shear, opening March 12, online and in person at the D.M. Hunt Library. More information at huntlibrary.org. Stanfordville has their Grange 808 hosting their annual corned beef and cabbage dinner on Saturday at the Grange Hall in Stanfordville. All dinners are takeout only at 5. Donation $15 per dinner is requested at the door. For more information or reservations, 845-868-7869. The West Stockbridge Congregational Church on Main Street serving their takeout slow-cooked corned beef and cabbage dinner with Irish soda bread, $12 per person on St. Patrick's Day. Reservations must be made by March 14th, though. Pickup takes place from 4 to 6. On March 17th, call 413-454-0054. Scoville Library's Common Ground Conversations, Listening Past Differences, will continue on March 14th from 4 until 5 p.m. More information or to sign up for that Zoom meeting, scovillelibrary.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off at 31,496.30, the NASDAQ at 12,920.15, and the S&P 500 at 3841.94. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.